If you've ever tried to make dinner with your Holly Hobby oven, you're ready to go back to the 70s. Upon my return, we're opening a time capsule back to Monday, February 10th, 1975.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Don't like being hurt.
Hey, if you didn't need me, you wouldn't be hurt. If I didn't need you, I wouldn't be hurt. So in a funny way, I'm kind of glad we're hurting each other.
That's crazy.
It was Monday, the 10th of February, 1975. It was a new time, a new era. We had a new president, Gerald R. Ford, with Vice President Nelson A. Rockefeller. In baseball news, William Judy Johnson was selected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Charlie Pryce should be in the Country Hall of Fame. He had a number one country hit on his date called Then Who Am I? The Ohio Players had fire at the number one position on the pop charts. And that night on television, CBS brought you your Cowboys with an all-new Gunsmoke at 8. And it's 10 for a good buddy, 70s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to investigate the legend of Lizzie Borden. And join me again tomorrow for another 70s flashback.